Nearly 5 million seniors go hungry in America. According to Feeding America's Senior Hunger Report, Alabama is ranked very poorly in the nation in food insecurity among seniors. The Community Food Bank is looking to help end this crisis. Levi Edwards reports for WBHM.
70-year-old Air Force veteran Ronnie Bryant lives by himself in the Kingston neighborhood of Birmingham. He has congestive heart failure and spends much of his day confined to his bed. It's hard for him to drive to the grocery store or prepare his own meals.
I can't cook. I can't stand up long enough to cook. And it's risky because my memory's not that good.
Due to his health constraints, Bryant gets some of his meals through family members and the United Way's Meals on Wheels program. On a recent weekday, program director Becky Wright delivers a hot plate of food to Bryant.
Been doing some sitting on the porch.
Seniors like Bryant have no reliable access to affordable, nutritious food. To ease food insecurity amongst older adults, the Community Food Bank of Central Alabama has come out with a new senior grocery program. On this day, about a dozen workers stack boxes filled with canned goods, cereal, and other non-perishables. Jamie McLean is director of partnerships at the food bank. She says seniors often have to make tough decisions.
For rent, medications, filling up their car with gas, or buying groceries. And a lot of those expenses, especially rent and utilities, they have to pay or they'll get shut off or evicted. And so groceries are usually the first thing to go.
Under the program, eligible seniors will receive 30 pounds of dry goods, canned fruits and vegetables, and fresh cheese delivered to their homes each month. The program is aimed at seniors who can't afford to buy groceries or who live in food deserts, where it's difficult to find healthy, fresh food. McLean says often that's in the urban core, like Ronnie Bryant's neighborhood. But not always.
We do serve a lot of rural communities, and they present different challenges than working within Birmingham. It takes longer for people to get to grocery stores. It's more expensive for them to drive to grocery stores, and that's the food desert.
The Senior Grocery Program is a collaboration between the food bank, Meals on Wheels, and other community groups. Wright of Meals on Wheels says programs like hers aren't just about the food. She says the volunteers form meaningful relationships with the seniors they serve.
I think partnering with any service like grocery delivery, home repair, anything that we can bring to further contribute to their independence is just amazing.
Ronnie Bryant, who uses Meals on Wheels, will participate in the Senior Grocery Program as well.
This is a very good program, and I'm glad they got it. And they feed so many people, but they never miss a step bringing me my meal.
The food bank will fully implement the piloted Senior Grocery Program this month. In June, the program served more than 800 seniors in Jefferson, Etowah, Calhoun, Clay, and Walker counties. By next year, officials expect to nearly double that. Levi Edwards, WBHM.